Zok the Mishnah Mishyata Dushmai, the Megillah can be read on the 11th, the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th of Adar, never before the 11th, never after the 15th. Walled cities whose worlds were in existence at the time of Yeshua ben Nun read the Megillah on the 15th. Other cities and villages read on the 14th. However, the villages sometimes read earlier to allow them to read on their market days, which are Monday and Thursday, as follows. When the 14th falls on a Monday, the cities and the villages read that day. Walled cities read the next day on the 15th. When the 14th falls on Tuesday or Wednesday, the cities read that day. The villages read the Monday before either the 12th or the 13th. The walled cities read on the 15th on Wednesday. When the 14th falls on Thursday, cities and villages read that day, and walled cities read the next day. When the 14th falls on a Friday, the villages read on Thursday, and the cities and the walled cities read on Friday. When the 14th falls on Shabbos, the cities and the villages read on Thursday, and the walled cities read on Sunday. When the 14th falls out on Sunday, the villages read the previous Thursday, the cities read on Sunday, and the walled cities read on Monday. How do we know the Megillah can be read on the 11th? What's the question? The Gemara later says the Chum allowed this early reading so that the villagers should be free on Purim to supply food for the cities. So the Gemara explains what was meant by the question. If we allow the Megillah to be read on the 11th, it must be that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah initially instituted these earlier days as proper days for Megillah. Because if they only instituted the 14th and the 15th, then the later Rabbanim would never have been allowed to make it earlier. Because if so, it must be learned somewhere in the Megillah that these are proper days. So where is this seen? So Shom Bar Abba Neir Biyechen said, the Pasuk says, L'kayim es yimei HaPurim Eila bizman nehem. This means there are many days instituted as proper days for reading a Megillah. In fact, that word is needed to teach that the days of the 14th and the 15th are proper days. It's not available for another drasha. The apostle could have said Zman and didn't have to write Zman Ahem. Since it did, we can make the drasha. In fact, the word is needed to teach for another drasha to teach that the cities who read on the 14th do not have the option to read it in the 15th and vice versa. Where it says drasha could have been made by the word only saying zmanom. The fact that it says zmanehem allows us to make the additional drasha as well. Why don't we say that there are many more days on which the Megillah can be read? Who says why are you limiting it to only these 3 days? Where it says we dash that just like there are two initial days, 14th and the 15th, the additional days are also two additional days. Okay, so maybe the additional days are only the 12th and the 13th. Who says the 11th is allowed? Where it says we say like Rosh Hashanah Yitzchak that the 13th is when everyone fought the war and came together, so the Megillah can clearly be read on that day. The drasha is therefore only needed for two additional days, which will be the 12th and the 11th. Maybe the two additional days are the 16th and the 17th after Purim. Mara says the pasuk says v'lo yavar, which means it can't be read after the 15th. Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni said the additional days can be learned from the pasuk that says kayomim asher nochu. The teacher said like the days, there are additional days, the 11th and the 12th. Maybe the 12th and the 13th. 11th shouldn't be allowed. Rav Shmuel ben Yitzchak said the 13th is when everyone got together, like we said before. Therefore, the drasha is only for the 12th and the 11th. Maybe two additional days, the 16th and 17th. The pasuk said v'lo yavar, can't be read after the 15th. Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni doesn't learn the drasha of Rabbi Yechon because he doesn't hold that we can dash into different aspects of the word of Zman, Zmanom, Zmanehem. But Rabbi Yechon doesn't dash into Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni. Why? Because he says the pasuk of Kayomim is teaching that the Yom Tov of Purim is to be kept in future generations. So it's not available for that drasha. Rabbi Avachana name of Rabbi Yechon, this is our Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva, who says that the Megillah may be read even on those earlier days. However, the Chum argues Rabbi Akiva and say it can only be read on the 14th and the 15th. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Brisa, the Megillah may be read on the earlier days only when the Yidden are not in Golus. However, in today's time, since people begin Pesach 30 days after Purim, we can't read the Megillah early because people will then begin Pesach early based on when they read the Megillah and will eat Chametz on the last few days of Pesach. Now, Who does Rabbi Yehuda follow? He can't follow Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva allows the earlier days even in today's times. He must be following the Rabbanon. And we see that they allow these earlier days for reading when the Yidden are not in Golus. So we see that they do hold of the earlier days. To Yufta, the Rabbi Yechanan, to Yufta. Another version said Rabbi Yehuda said that Chum agree with Rabbi Akiva that the Megillah may be read on these earlier days only when the Yidden are not in Golus for the reason that we just explained. The Brice is then brought as a proof to that. Rav Ashi had a contradiction between two statements of Rabbi Yehuda, one in the Mishnah, one in the Brice. He therefore changed the Brice to say that the statement was made Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yehuda. The Brice is quoted above and said that in today's times we no longer allow the reading of Megillah before the 14th. In the Mishnah, he says that the only places that have market days on Monday and Thursday may read the Megillah early. This seems to say that even in today's times it may be read early on those days. Because of this contradiction, he says the Brice must be following Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. You can change your name just because you have a difficulty in a Brice. Marcel said, Rashi heard that some said the Brice in the name of Rabbi Yehuda and others said the name of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Based on the contradiction, he said it must be that the proper reading is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah said, "Krachem u'kafem chayvim ma'aseh Yeshua menun v'chulu." How do we know they celebrate Purim on the 15th? Rav said the pasuk says, "Al kena Yehudim ha'prozim ha'yoshim ba'oriyah prozim," which teaches that the cities without a wall celebrate Purim on the 14th. It follows that the walled cities must celebrate on the 15th. Maybe the walled cities don't have Purim at all. In fact, they're the Yidden, so of course they have Purim. Then it says the pasuk says, "From Hoydu Kush they kept Purim." Therefore, the walled cities must be on the 15th. Maybe the walled cities can keep Purim on the 14th and 15th. Then you have to keep them on both. As the pasuk says, "Lias oisim esiyam abo also v'esiyam chamisha also boy." Rav says the separation of the 2 days with the word esiyam v'esiyam teaches. Chamisha Asar teaches that the 2 days are not kept by the same group of people. Maybe the pasuk means that the regular cities keep the 14th. The walled cities have the option, the 14th or the 15th. The Marseille pasuk says Bismanihem, which teaches that the time of Purim for this group is different than for the other group. Maybe the walled cities are supposed to keep the Purim on the 13th. Marseille says we presume that they are to keep Purim on the 15th, the same day as the people that Shushan kept Purim. The Gemara of Pesukim mentioned above all deal with the keeping of the Yom Tov. How do we know that the reading of Megillah must be done on these days as well? Whereas the pasuk says v'hayom ha'ilah nizkarim v'nasim, that which compares the keeping of the Yom Tov to the reading of Megillah. The Gemara mission doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Karchu, who says that the walled cities are those which have a wall from the times of Achashverosh. His reasoning is that he compares the cities to Shushan, just like Shushan had a wall from the times of Achashverosh, and they read on the 15th. So too, every other city that has a wall from the time of Achashverosh reads on the 15th. The Tan of our mission learns Gzeirah Shavah on the word prazim to teach that just as the cities referred to when Moshe used the word. Meaning it refers to cities that didn't have a wall in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, but if it had a wall, it wasn't referred to Prazim. Same thing over here. It refers, in the Megillah, it refers to cities that if they didn't have a wall in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, that's unwalled. If they had a wall in the time of Yeshua ben Nun, it's considered to be walled. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda ben Karchu doesn't learn like HaMishnah because he didn't have the tradition of the Gzeirah Shavah. However, why does the Nartana learn like a Yeshua? But he says because he does have the tradition of the Gzeirah Shavah. So what's the question? That's why he doesn't hold the Kav Yeshua. Where he says Gemara meant, meaning Shusha didn't have a wall from the times of Yeshua, and yet it keeps Purim the 15th. Rava said Shushan is treated differently because that's where the nace happened. The pasuk says Medina, Medina, v'ir, v'ir. According to our Tana, this makes sense because we're first differentiating between a city with a wall from the times of Yeshua to one with a wall from the times of Achashverosh, and then differentiating between the city of Shushan from all other cities. However, according to Yeshua, we differentiate between the cities which have a wall of times of Achashverosh and those which don't. But there's no second differentiation because Shushan is not an exception to this rule. So what's Pshat in the pasuk? Yeshua ben Karcha would say that even according to our Tana, one of the two phrases are not needed because he has Gzeirah Shavah Prazi. We must therefore say that the phrase in the pasuk can be used for a drasha to teach Allah of Yeshua Levi, who said that even a city that's only near a wall city, or can be seen from it, is also treated as a walled city for purposes of Purim. In fact, how far can a city be and still be considered near the walled city? Rabbi Yirmiyah said it's as far as a mill. Rabbi Yirmiyah also said from the letters, the form of the letters mem, the end of end the mem, end the nun, end the tzaddik, end the pei, and the chaf, the way was instituted by the Nevi'im. For that, the pasuk says Eila Hamitzvah teaches that a Navi can't come along and change something that we didn't know until then. So how could they come teach something like that? Also, Rav Chisa said the mem and samach of the luchah stood with a miracle because the middle of these letters floated in place without being attached to anything. We see that the mem, as written at the end of the word, the end of mem, existed in the luchos. Mar says it existed, but they were unaware which form of the letter was to be used in the middle of the word and which was to be used at the end. Then the Nevi'im came and established that the end ones are supposed to be used at the end, what we call the end ones. The effect that can be, because that's also considered as if they instituted something new in the Torah, so how could they have done that? In the Nevi'im, the Mar says it was established at Sinai, but it was then forgotten. The Nevi'im came later and reinstituted which forms were to be used in the middle of the word and which forms were to be used at the end of the word.